last thing, you know what, and why don't I just drop this on you, the last thing. You know, Roe v. Wade has been heavy on everybody's mind. I've been a longtime pro-choice person. It is a woman's right to choose. It's hard to believe after 50-something years that we are going to see this overturned. Certainly looks like it's going to happen in June. You know, yeah, I mean, I'm completely against it. I think it's bananas. It's going to impact the lowest income of women in this country, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, that cannot have access, because we all know this, rich people, middle class, upper middle class people will always be able to get abortions. You'll be able to come to California, stay in a nice hotel. I've had a medical abortion because of my first pregnancy. And that's what scares me too, is like, how many women need medical abortions? Even if, you know, if it turns out that you have a child that has Down syndrome and you want to terminate. I mean, we see so far fewer Down syndrome children because most people make the decision to terminate that pregnancy. So different laws are going to have, or different states are going to have different laws about these things. And of course, you know, some are going to look to even ban it at 6 weeks. Most women don't even know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks. If you want to stock up on your abortion pills, because now most abortions in the United States are done by a pill that terminates, kind of like a Plan B pill. They can be for even further along in the pregnancy. That wasn't an option for me because my first pregnancy was terminated at 15 weeks. The baby had actually died. At first, when we found out that he was a triploidy molar pregnancy, he was still alive, but then he passed away that weekend. And then, you know, I was going to have a DNC anyway. But European doctors who run services prescribing abortion pills say that women in the United States, they've seen an enormous increase looking to obtain the medication to have in their homes in case they get pregnant. Again, I would think this is probably for middle class, upper middle class people, because if you're low income, I can't imagine you can afford, unless they have like a program to help pay for it, that you're contacting somebody overseas to get pills like this. There's been an overwhelming amount of people that reached out to us. This is according to a doctor via telemedicine in London. And she says that, you know, women are going to be stocking up here in the United States with abortion pills in their cabinets. No problem. Problem is like, are you going to be able to be treated if something goes wrong? That's what's scary. Also, Canada and Mexico say that they are ready to open their borders to women. Again, it's just like, what's terrifying is over the past 50 years, thank you to Roe v. Wade, these back alley abortion clinics have disappeared because women have had access, thankfully, to safe, good doctors who can perform these procedures. Fucking nuts that they won't be able to. And, you know, what drives me bananas about this whole process is, you know, conservative Christian people, these Republicans, it's like, okay, you can't have an abortion, but then they also don't want to give you any programs or any fucking help once the child's here. Like, don't even get me started. This is what I hate about conservative Christians and Republicans. So, how ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney Podcast. Enjoy. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFTdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Anyway, it's just disgusting. It's like, fine, if you're going to be an abortion, no problem. But, you know, beef up the WIC program, beef up. How about, you know, childcare? That's the thing is, like, it is when people say, oh, having a kid's super expensive. Well, the day-to-day stuff is, yes, it's expensive, like diapers and things like that. But that's more manageable. Again, I'm for most of us that are working, right? If you are lower income, it's very, very difficult. And forget it, childcare. But childcare is expensive for people who are middle class. So it's like, yeah, okay. Are the Republicans and the Supreme Court going to supply, childcare for free for these women that now have to have these children? And we know that most women in the United States that have an abortion already have a child, and they realize how difficult it is probably. They get pregnant again. They're in a lower income situation. They can't handle another child. So they make that difficult decision. It's just, it's bonkers to me. Abortion has decreased, though. The good news is abortion has decreased every single year for the past like 10 to 15 years because of things like IUDs. Birth control is better, more access to it, more affordable. So hopefully we'll see that. And then the people that need it, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of activist groups, a lot of people that are going to help women get abortion pills, go to other states. It's very complicated, and each state is going to be different. So of course, like, I'm always open to having an expert on, because I'm not an expert on this, except to say that I do think it's a woman's right to choose. I'm against like late term abortion. I mean, I could give you my whole layout, obviously, which I'm doing here, you know. I mean, of course I'm against. I mean, once the child is like 25 weeks, I mean, yeah, the baby can survive. I mean, even they're saying like 22 weeks, although it's very, very difficult. I'm not for, you know, I'm not here for like a third trimester. No, like, that is murder. But before that, I mean, come on. There's so many different circumstances. Rape, incest, it's bananas. You guys know how I feel. I've been outspoken about this for a long time. So it's very disheartening. It's disheartening too, because, you know, I feel like lots of times I vote for all the right people that are against, you know, that are pro-choice, but it's like, it doesn't even matter. I don't know. You know, there's a rant for you. That was just all over, just a tangent, okay? But I'm up for anybody coming on that's an expert in this, because what do we need to know? And what can you do, I guess? What can you do? Because they're going to overturn it. and it's going to be up to the states. Okay. You know what? On lighter note, follow me on TikTok. I do TikToks all the time. I'm obsessed with TikTok. We do a lot of TLC talk there at The Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, on Instagram. And always email me if you have a hot tip about anyone in the TLC world or pop culture. TheSarahFraserShow@gmail.com. Bye, everybody! Yeah.